So it allows us to is an introduction to Avraham Avinu, certainly the first of the Avos, and obviously somebody that we have to learn a tremendous amount from. So I saw in the Sichos of the Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, he says the title is as follows: Bein Adam LaMakom UVeinon LaChavero Tluim BeZeh BeZeh. A person has to know that the way we deal with Hashem, Bein Adam LaMakom and Bein Adam LaChavero are one and the same. And he quotes The Gemara in Brachos quotes that Avraham Avinu is the first one to call Hashem Adon, the Master. And Gemara tells us, "Amar Biyochanan Mishmir Mishmir Yichai Yom Shabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu." And so, "Lo Haya Adon Shakur La Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adon." Ad Shabar Avraham Avinu Shakur Adon. He was the first one to recognize Hashem. And the famous Medrash that tells us that he walked around and he says, "Amar Yitzchok Moshul Echash Haya Over Makom LaMakom." It's a parable of somebody who went from place to place and he saw a beautiful palace, a lit up palace. It had lights on. He said, "Toimish Abirazu Blumanik. Is it possible that such a beautiful palace with light on doesn't have somebody who's supervising, somebody who's leading the palace?" So all of a sudden, it calls out, "Anihu Balabir." That's the marshal. Kach Lefisha Avram Avinu Avram Omer. Toimish Olam Hazib Blumanik. Is it possible this world has no leader, has no ruler? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Anihu Bal Olam. I am the Baal Ha'olam, the owner, the creator of this world." Fine. And yet we also see in Micha, it says, "Titin emes Yaakov, chesed Avram," that Avram Avinu is known as the paradigm of chesed. And Rashi says, "Schar chesed asher l'Avram, asher tziva levon av lishmur derech asher l'asos tztalko mishpat." So it seems that Avram Avinu was the cornerstone, was the foundation of chesed. He's also our foundation of emunah. And is there a connection between the two? The fact that he was the one who had Emunah B'Hashem, the founder of Emunah B'Hashem, and also the founder, so to speak, of Chesed. The Medrash tells us the following. Another Medrash. Avram Hayim Megayis HaNoshim, V'Sar Megayis HaNoshim. She'Avram Avinu Mechnisim L'Sof Beisol, Machkilin U'Mashkim Karvan. He would bring them to his house, he would feed them and give them the drink, and he'd bring them closer to the Shechina. What do you see from here? That Avram Avinu had both things together. He had the mice of chesed, of bringing people into his house, but also he was showing them and teaching them about Hashem. So what do we see? There's certainly a correlation between recognizing that Hashem created the world and doing chesed. And the way he explains it, oh, listen to this Rambam. Kevon shehikir v'yoda, is the words of the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Once he recognized and then he knew that there was a creator, he started to deal with the people from Ur Kasdim who were over there in Avodah Zarah. And he told them, "You're not going the right way." He started to smash the idols. It's only appropriate to serve Hashem. And to him, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what was appropriate to serve. Kedesh Yakiru Kol Abruim Haboim. So that everybody should know this. Roy La Abe Lo Shavat Kol Atzuros. Destroy all the idols. Kedesh Lo Yitov Ahen Kol Am. Etc. Etc. So you see from here, there's something. There's a direct outcome of believing in Hashem is also Ma'aseh Chesed and spreading that truth. So, the basic understanding is as follows. That a person has to know, and also, you know, the Torah tells us, "Sefer Devarim, halachta b'drachov, go in the ways of Hashem." So what's going on here? What is the connection between Emunah and Chesed? Oftentimes we assume Chesed is just being a nice guy. You see somebody who doesn't have money, you give him money because you feel bad. You see an old lady who needs to cross the street with her groceries, you feel bad, it bothers you. So what do? You go ahead and you help her. You see a boy, you know, a boy is not feeling well in the dorm. You go bring him food because it hurts you to see him not have food. You see a boy struggling in the base measures, not understanding Gemara. It bothers you, so you go ahead and you help him understand the Gemara. That's true. That's a nice thing. That's a nice thing to do. But that's not where Avraham Avinu is coming from. The reason why Avraham Avinu is the sort of founder of Emunah and the foundation of Chesed is because he saw the world. He says, "What is Hashem doing? The entire world is Olam Chesed Yibane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, he's overflowing with Chesed to us. Not because he feels bad for us, but because he's just amative. He's benevolent. It's kulo tov. So to Avraham Avinu, what's chesed? To go in the ways of Hashem is not because of me. Nothing to do with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get anything out of helping us. So too, we're supposed to do chesed in a certain way that we're doing it totally altruistically. Not because it makes us feel better, not because we feel bad, because we want to follow in the ways of Hashem. Halachta b'drachav. It's not enough to do chesed for ourselves. And it's obviously it's a very high madrigo. But now we understand, what does it mean that he was the one who found the Baal HaBira, who understood that to believe in Hashem. And because of that, he became the icon of chesed. Okay. The Medrash tells us an amazing thing. The Medrash says, Tana Deveil Yo Rabba, listen to this. We know the famous line, Mosai Yegiu Ma'asel Ma'asel Voisai. When will our actions reach the actions of our forefathers? So this is the source, Tana Deveil Yo Rabba. Shekul Echav Echav Yisrael Chayav Lomar. Every single Jew is supposed to ask himself the following question. Mosai Yegiu Ma'asel Ma'asel Voisai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. When will my deeds reach Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Here's the source. That's it. Everybody says it, but it's real. Mamas, we're obligated. We're obligated. Listen to what he says. Shlokonu ha'ovos ha'olam ha'zavolam ha'ba v'yumos ben David. The ovos did not acquire success in olam ha'zavolam and olam ha'ba. And in the days of Rosh Mashiach, elo b'shvil ma'aseim ha'toivim v'talmud Torah. Except for the fact that they're involved in ma'aseim toivim and talmud Torah. So what do you see from here? That you can't have one without the other. You can't just be a nice person, ma'asim tovim, doing chesed. It doesn't work. It has to come with Talmud Torah. And each one is dependent on each other. How? Ma'asim tovim, the Talmud Torah. So you see, that it's not so posh just to be involved in one aspect. A person thinks, oh, I'm an expert in Benul Chavero. I take care of my neighbors. I've been on the Malkum, I'm lax. Or I'm only been on the Malkum. The whole day I'm doing whatever Hashem tells me, but I'm not nice to people. It's not true. You can't have one without the other. They're totally habaha. And how do we see this also in the Gemara, famous Gemara in Shabbos? That the Ger comes, the Najew comes to Beit Shammai, says, convert me on the condition that you teach me Kol Torah Kulo on one leg. Shammai gets rid of him. Hillel says, "The Allah Sani L'Chaverich Lo Shavit Zui Kol Torah Kulo V'Idach Prusha." Who's Zil Gomer? Right? Anything else? Nothing is not true. What he's saying is, what do you mean? How can you say that the whole Torah is what you want to do? What you would want to happen to you? Don't do it to your friend. That sounds like Benam L'Chavero. How could that be Kol Torah Kulo? So the answer is no. That's part and part. That's what Benam L'Makom also includes Benam L'Chavero. It's not two separate things. Kol HaTorah Kula is included in what you don't want to do to yourself, don't do to your friend. Okay. You also see another thing. The Mishnah Avos, another tremendous riot. What does the Mishnah Avos tell us? Kol Shiruach HaBriyas Nochaimenu, if people are happy with you, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ruach HaMokum Nochaimenu, then Hashem's happy with you. V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBriyas Nochaimenu, if people aren't happy with you, Ein Ruach HaMokum Nochaimenu. So why do you have to go back and forth? If the Mishnah told us that if people are happy with you, then Hashem's happy with you. So obviously, right, if they're not happy with you, so then Hashem's not happy with you. What's coming to teach us? The pshat is no. That you, I'm just going to quote the words over here. Shalom Torah she'in shaychas bin yadu bin olam l'chaveru l'inyon ha'shamayim. V'yitochet she'odom she'in ruach ha'biris no'chay menu, ruach ha'mokom no'chay menu. You'd think maybe it's still possible. You would think it's possible that even if people don't like you, maybe Hashem likes you. Impossible, says the Mishnah. It's not possible. It's all one and the same. You can't have one without the other. So, I think there's something else I wanted to mention. Oh. That these are two lessons, they're Chagav. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that we're living in the Nikkus of Mashiach. And the Gemara asks, how can we be saved from the Nikkus of Mashiach? So the Gemara over there tells us, Yasuk b'Torah of Gemilas Chasadim. The same thing. Torah, of course, is Ben Olam Malkom. And Gemilas Chasadim, of course, is Ben Olam Chavero. You can't have one without the other. You can't excel in one area. And this is based off the Mishnah Novos, and certainly for the Gemara in Shabbos, about the Ger by Hillel. It's not possible. You cannot separate the two. And it all stems from Avraham Avinu, who's the foundation of Yiddishkeit. The foundation of Yiddishkeit was built with, number one, recognizing Hashem, but taking that Ben-Ono Malkom and realizing what Hashem does for this world and going and following in His ways. Let me tell you one more thing. This will wrap it up. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, Heichi Yidam in Chil Hashem. What does it mean to be Chil Hashem? You don't say, oh, Chil Hashem, Chil Hashem, Chil Hashem. So, it's a word, it's a phrase, it's a terminology we use very easily. Oh. So what does the Gemara say about Chil Hashem? Listen to this. And this really is a tremendous responsibility in all of us. So listen to what the Gemara in Yuma, that Pei Vav Manal says. Abaye Omar Kiditanya. The Hafta is Hashem Elkecha. It's all about Hashem. What does it mean by Hafta is Hashem Elkecha? Listen to what the Gemara says. Shehei Shem Shemaim Yisav Al Yodcha. That God should be beloved through your hand. Shehei Korei V'Yishoyne M'Shav Tal Yichachom V'Yim Asom Ma'atun V'Achas V'Brius. Listen to this description. Learn Korei, like learn the Torah Shemichsav. Shoyne, learn Torah Shemichsav. M'Shav Tal Yichachom, hang out with Tal Yichachom, spend time with them. And your dealings with people should be b'nachas, with pleasantness with people. Again, another beautiful description that encompasses bein olam makom, and of course bein olam chaveru. And then says the Gemara, ma abrios omer zolov, ashrei aviv shalim de Torah, praises his father taught him Torah, ashrei rabbi shalim de Torah, praises his rabbi taught him Torah, oylem abrios shalom olam Torah, etc. Look how pleasant his ways are. How pleasant are his actions. What do you see from here? And I think, hopefully, that sometimes you look around, you see Bnei Ali and Bnei Torah, you say, wow, I want to be like that. Right? We don't say, I want to be like Mike, you want to be like that Ben Torah. That's what we want to say. But again, it all stems from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, people were drawn to him. Why were people drawn to him? Because he combined the Bnei Adam and Malcolm and the Bein Adam L'Chavero, because it's one and the same. You can't have one without the other. And what does it mean to be Mechal? What does it mean to have a Chil Hashem? If people look at a Ben Torah, and this is a very big responsibility. People look at a firm Jew, right? Oftentimes, there people joke around, the New York Times gives smicha out. Any Orthodox Jew is called rabbi, oftentimes, in secular media outlets, right? But the pshat is like this. If a person is wearing a yarmulke, if a person is a Ben Torah, a person carries themselves as a religious Jew, it's responsibility. And if we don't act properly, if people don't walk away and say, wow, who taught him Torah? Because everybody understands it all comes from the Torah, right? How pleasant are his actions? A person has to ask himself. Now, how does he act? And this is the Yisod of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first Ivri, right? He was the first Jew. He started it. And it came with these two Yisodos. The Yisod of Emunah Hashem. But the Emunah brought with it this idea of doing chesed. So just the two main points. Number one, why do we do chesed? We don't do chesed because we feel bad for the person and we want to make ourselves feel better. We can't handle seeing a guy who's poor. We can't handle it, so we give him money. Or no, we do it because it's a mitzvah. If Allah to follow in the ways of Hashem, and Hashem is 100% benevolence. We also do chesed with 100% benevolence. And that's obviously why, let's say, chesed shelemes, right, is so lofty. Because you're not doing it for any ulterior motive. You're doing it because you're following the ways of Hashem. That's number one. Number two, a person can never think that he can be a perfect Jew in Ben Olam and not in Ben Olam Chavero, and not vice versa. Oh, you know what? I'm a good person. I'm so nice to everybody around me. But I don't excel in Ben Olam Malkom. It's all totally halbaha. We should be as Hashem bizoche to answer the question: when will our deeds reach the ways of our forefathers, both in Talmud Torah and in Ma'asim Tovim? Have a good Shabbos.